Unit 7. Lessons 7 and 8. Exercise 3D.
And that is the path laid by Time Safari for your use. It floats 6 inches above the earth, doesn't touch so much as one blade, flower, or tree. It's an anti-gravity metal. Its purpose is to keep you from touching this world of the past in any way. Stay on the path. Don't go off it. I repeat, don't go off for any reason. If you fall off, there's a penalty. And don't shoot any animal we don't okay.
Why?
We don't want to change the future. We don't belong in the past. Not knowing it, we might kill an important animal, a small bird, a roach, a flower even, thus destroying an important link in a growing species.
That's not clear.
All right. Say we accidentally kill one mouse here.
Mm-hmm.
That means all the future families of this mouse are destroyed, right?
Right.
And all the families of the families of that one mouse, with a stamp of your foot, you annihilate first one, then a dozen, then 1,000, 1,000,000,000 possible mice.
So they're dead. So what?
So what? Well, what about the foxes that'll need those mice to survive? For want of 10 mice, a fox dies. For want of 10 foxes, a lion starves. For want of a lion, all manner of insects, vultures, infinite billions of life forms are thrown into chaos and destruction. Eventually, 59 million years later, a caveman, one of a dozen on the entire world, goes hunting wild boar or tiger for food. But you, friend, have stepped on all the tigers in that region by stepping on one single mouse. And the caveman starves. And the caveman, please note, is not just any expendable man. No, he is an entire future nation. Destroy this one man, and you destroy a race, a people, an entire history of life. Perhaps Rome never rises on its 7 hills. Perhaps Europe is forever a dark forest. There might never be a United States at all. So be careful. Stay on the path. Never step off.